Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I had a little squirrel encounter this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Squirrel. I had to remove a squirrel from the garage.
Yes, you did. That's not a euphemism, by the way.
A diseased squirrel. Ratty.
You don't want to say that. That's not a euphemism for sure.
Thing.
So I moved the diseased squirrel from the garage last night.
And I was reading on worldatlas.com the other day, and it popped up, which animals are the most frequent victims of roadkill?
Let me guess. It's got to be... I would say a raccoon or
I'd
possum.
I see a lot of raccoons.
Raccoon or possum.
Nope, I'll give
it's
you
probably
more
a squirrel.
Of a hint.
It's probably a squirrel.
I mentioned it in the first sentence.
It's a squirrel.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know why? Because squirrels are get killed in cities. They get killed in towns. You know, I mean, you don't see a lot of raccoons running across the street like out here. But a squirrel could. You know,
did a study back in the 90s. All right, about 2,000 animals data extrapolated. From Animal People newspaper.
I've killed a squirrel.
Here's
sucks,
the number they
man.
Came up with. 4.1 million miles of roadways in the U.S., 41 million squirrels, 26 million cats.
That's a great band name, 41
million
squirrels. 22 million
rats, 19 million possums, 15 million raccoons, 6 million dogs, 350 deer. There's no clear data on the precise number of animals that are victims every year. Accidents that involve bigger animals are more commonly reported because, you know, the passion, people die. Cars get damaged. You know, insurance claims get filed.
Yeah.
Oh, 80 to 340 million. That's a pretty wide swath. Birds. I've whacked a few birds.
Oh, I've killed a few birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that I haven't. They'll get pretty close.
Them. Yeah.
Continues with, a million animals like woodchucks, frogs, turtles, snakes, rabbits. It says hundreds of thousands of insects. I would think it would be more like a billion.
We kill them every day, man.
When I take a
road trip, you kill them all.
Say to Minnesota, I come home with at least a million insects on my truck.
Right.
So squirrels are number one, according to this study, followed by cats and dogs, rats and possums. I would imagine armadillos have to be up there. Southern Kansas, maybe, you get into Oklahoma, Texas, thick with armadillos down there. Raccoons.
Hit an armadillo.
Deer. I think we've all hit a deer.
A deer hit me, but it's still, I didn't hit one in the front.
I've never done it myself. I've been in the vehicle when it's happened. I've never been driving.
Yeah, a deer hit me.
Is that different for insurance purposes if the deer hits you?
Well, I didn't report it because I wasn't supposed to be driving. Let's go with that.
Yeah, you got to get the deer's insurance information.
I almost had that happen to me one time where he turned and ran at the side of my vehicle and I just missed him.
One time. Once. I saw an elk by the side of the road. And I saw a truck that hit a cow.
Well, it probably destroyed the truck, right?
Oh, it did. Right. And it was a big truck, too. Yeah.
How did a cow get on the road?
Open range.
What was that part of Nebraska that we were driving through going golfing there a couple summers ago? You were telling me that, if you hit a cow on those roads, you're responsible for the cow.
Yep, it's on you because that's open range territory.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Well, not hit it.
Yeah.
No, but if you hit it.
Mm-hmm. But do you have to pay the farmer for the cow?
I suppose you work it out with your insurance company.
There's no barbed wire out there?
A lot of places there isn't.
Okay. That's right.
They ruined the West.
And not only was I conspicuously the only driver in a Honda, I was the only one without a big metal grate on the front of their giant-ass truck.
Yep. Right. The cow catcher.
Yeah. The cow couldn't have been moving very fast.
No, it was probably standing right there. I think the truck had crested a hill, and there's the cow.
Or you come around a curve.
Yeah, he didn't have any time to react. Because first I saw the dead cow, and I was like, well, holy hell. And then I went down the road a little bit, and there's the truck.
Yeah.
An accordion. It used to be a truck. And one time, only one time, because a lot of times I see bighorn sheep along the side of the interstate in Colorado, and I thought, well, they must be pretty smart. I'd never see a piece of roadkill. And then this is when I was headed to Wyoming a couple of years ago. I saw a dead bighorn sheep on the interstate, which is highly unusual.
Puss hit a few goats from behind back in the day.
Yeah. But no damage.
Says they liked it. Well,
you're right. He still caused no damage.
Oh, there was damage. Right.
They exchanged numbers, but not damage insurance information.
Damage to their psyches.
No damage. The goats didn't even feel it, but he hit it from behind a few times. Yeah.
All right. Charles writes us about that.
So I had good things out of hand.
Not having kids.
Never in hand.
We were discussing being childless last week.
Yeah.
I just had a vasectomy a few weeks ago at age 36 with zero kids. Wife was on board with this decision. There was a lot that went behind that reasoning. Roe v. Wade.
Well, you know, women are lesser vessels, according to Lauren Boebert and a lot of Republicans. So, yeah, Roe v. Wade's going to go away. Right. We keep voting like idiots.
And she represents Western Colorado.
Yep.
Getting my wife off birth control. The economical, political climate, carbon footprint of raising a child, already overpopulated, cost of raising a child, and enjoying being able to freely do, you know, whatever we want, whenever we want. We like to travel.
That's true.
We like Sunday fun days. Yep. We like our money.
Yep.
One thing I get more than anything is...
This is stupid.
Who's going to take care of you when you get older?
Who would say it to anybody? That makes no sense. First of all, it's none of your business. And second of all, like he says here, I'll be in a nursing home like everybody else is, you know?
Yeah. Do you expect your kids to take care of you when you get older? I've never put that expectation on my kids.
Well, I'm hoping that if I make it to how old my old man was, he was self-reliant even at his age.
Right.
That's the hope.
I mean, he did everything at 86 years old. He drove, he drank, he did everything. He traveled, he did all that kind of stuff. So he was fine. He's just a little slower at the end, obviously, but nothing major. But your kids, even like living in their house, no, but... My wife's 12 years younger, so everybody's going to be wiping my ass. That just keeps it coming.
You really thought that through.
I did think that through. No, I don't. First of all, I don't like. You shouldn't plan your life about something that's going to happen when you're 80, when you're 90 years old. No matter how old you are. I mean, and these guys are in their 30s. So they probably have friends in their 30s saying, well, who's going to take care of you? What do you. You might somebody might hit you in a bus tomorrow. You know.
Did you say in the butt?
Yeah, in the bus.
Somebody might hit you in the butt tomorrow.
With a bus.
I mean, you have to plan certain things, but you're not going to have kids, so they just take care of you. You have kids because you want to have kids.
No. That's a lot of burden to place on those kids.
Right. That's not why you have a kid.
And you can't spend their life.
This ain't the only. There's a lot of childhood. If they want to, that's great for them. The political climate sucks. That's huge. If kids are very expensive, and if you don't want to have a kid, don't have a kid. That's great.
Whatever your decision.
Some other jackass has seven or eight still, you know?
Well, I've even gotten a version of that argument from people
about not having
any siblings and our child not having. What happens when your parents are gone? Well, I have my wife and I have other family. I have other people around me. Like
to wipe your ass, right.
What happens if I get caught talking to some jackass?
You need to get her another. Yeah, it's like you need to get her another dog to play with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people look at you like you're beating your child when you say you're only going to have one.
That doesn't make any sense either, boys. I agree with that. That makes no sense.
No, and we don't need any more people.
No.
No.
No, we don't.
No.
Because I think we mentioned last week, the world has doubled in population since 1973.
And it's too many people.
Yeah, India is the most egregious offender.
Yeah.
In 73, they had 596 million people in India. Now they have 1.4 billion.
Yeah, that's at least a couple thousand more, right?
Yeah. China has 1.4 billion as opposed to 881 million in 73. And the U.S. was 207 million in 73. 340 million now. So up 132 million in just 50 years.
Right.
China is still four times the population of the U.S. That's insane.
It is.
Just the population density that has to be going on there is crazy.
Right.
India, same way.
That's a lot of
people.
India's
smaller land size than China, you're right. But so India must be really crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, there's cows everywhere.
Per capita.
You know? You kill a cow.
You got to run from the cows.
Standing in the roads.
Cows are Jesus there, right, basically.
They are sacred.
Of course, you're not Christian.
They are sacred.
And I don't think there is
a old personal Jesus.
It's like religion is so crazy and doesn't make much
concerned
sense.
Concerned about the environment.
It is crazy.
In India and Pakistan, China. But they don't have the regulations that the U.S. does. Yeah. The rest of the world needs to help to, at least try.
Everybody's got to try.
To help the climate change situation. Right. And a lot of countries really aren't.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't exist, Todd. It does not exist.
That's good.
Yeah.
And no, I have not hit any armored dildos with my car.
The armadillo?
Not yet. Yeah.
I think we saw some down in Kansas, but I've never run over one.
No, I've hit everything else pretty much. I've never hit a dog. My dad hit a dog once. It was sad as hell.
That's going to be heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, it was even worse than that, Nick. It was Christmas Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And we're heading out to my aunt's out the road, over the river and through the woods kind of thing. And we're just driving out this main road, and it's like me and my little sister, and I think we're in the car, my mom and dad. And I think I was probably 11, 12. And an old Chevy Malibu, not Chevy Malibu, Chevy Impala, old big metal car, probably made of complete steel. And we're just driving along, and poosh! Yeah. I mean, it was just, we didn't see anything, but it was a full-size dog right in front of the car. And we were only about another half mile to my aunt's house, and he went to my aunt's house. And I still admire my dad to this day for what he did, because I don't know if I would have done this or could have done this. He got my uncle, and he said, "Hey, listen, I think I hit a dog." And I was, still young enough to try to keep it away from us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "What the hell was that?" He goes, I think I hit a dog. So him and my uncle went back. And, right on the side of the road was, this dead German Shepherd or something like that. And they picked it up, and they walked over to the house and knocked on the door.
Wow.
Now it's Christmas morning, and they said, "Listen, I know you don't want to hear this, but we think this is your dog." And it actually ran out in the middle of the road. And they were all grateful. But you imagine whoever was in that house, the kids on Christmas Day.
Those kids are still scarred.
Dead Scout laying out there. I'm guessing the name is Scout, something like that.
Those kids, they still don't know.
They might not, but they might answer the door. Oh, they got Scout. Why is he laying there with his tongue out?
Oh, he ran away.
Right.
To my knowledge.
So I remember my dad, when I got older, he told me the whole story. He said, "Oh, Jesus, Dad, that must have sucked for you." He goes, "Oh, it was so bad, man."
That's right. Now, when he looks in the rearview mirror, your giant head's just bobbing. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. And then, pow.
Dick.
I don't know if you remember this.
There's a lot of force in that car, too, with my head in it, too. Yeah, you're right.
So
right.
Momentum.
My giant head shaking.
This is when we first got to town.
Caroling in the back seat. And
was me.
Yeah. Full of Christmas spirit.
Of course, 12 maybe. Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We were at our first studio, and where I lived, the town's all built up now.
Right.
But at the time, it was a bunch of back roads.
Right.
And I recall I hit a skunk.
Yep.
Did
you go back and get it?
No, I was about to hit a skunk.
Give it to the family.
And I stopped, and I let the skunk cross the road, and then I proceeded forward, and here come like 8 skunk babies.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Boom, boom. I take about 2 of them out.
You're a family annihilator.
And the rest of them piss on you?
And then I proceed down the road, maybe a couple hundred
yards. You told me this story.
And a raccoon jumps out in front of me, and I can't avoid the raccoon.
You're a Terminator, man.
I remember the story you told us that day. You drove that morning, you told us on the radio.
Half a mile more down the road, here comes a possum, and I can't avoid that. So I took out 4 animals in maybe a 10-minute drive.
What are you doing, Mach 5? Slow the hell down, man.
It was an unlit road. I'm coming through the back roads, and I couldn't see anything.
Turn the headlights on.
Until they were right on top of me.
You're a missile.
But that was a day of carnage.
Killed 10 animals in a way.
No, I'm trying to think. To my knowledge, I don't know that I've ever actually been the one to kill an animal with a car.
Well, I hit a...
I might have taken out a squirrel once or twice and it just didn't really realize it. But I don't think I've ever hit a larger animal like that I've noticed.
I've been lucky.
My wife tells me I drove over a turtle once, but I refused to believe her.
That. Oh, a box turtle just
I think I would have remembered it.
Yeah.
I wasn't like baked or anything.
This one scarred me even more than the robin I threw the ball at.
Yeah.
But I was in working
thought
in
it was
Cleveland.
A stone. Right.
No, it was a little soft baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they're taking some liberties on the death pool.
Oh.
But I hit a deer, like the back end of the deer.
Mm, I bet you did.
Broke its back and it went into the ditch.
Oh, you're bragging now.
And I went to check on it and it was still alive.
Oh,
it was still breathing.
Oh, no.
But it couldn't
lean down
move.
And choke it out like Will Smith did the dog in Legend.
I bludgeoned it to death.
Oh, wow. With your bare fists?
Did you have a bat?
Big trunk of a tree that had broken
oh,
off.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no. Oh, that's Dahmer stuff, man.
No, I had to put it out of its misery.
I realized that, but that took balls to do that.
God, don't sprain your ankle around Todd.
Little deer eyes. So deer eyes looking up at you like, kill me, sir.
Yep.
I think the deer's like...
How'd you... How many times? I know. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this, but how many times did you just swing the
three or four times?
Three or four.
Was there blood all over your face?
No.
He said, "Yeah."
War paint.
He screamed. Then he ate the heart.
No, but you know that still scars me to this day.
Well, yeah, it scarred the deer too.
That story alone makes it other murdering eight animals in a way and more suspicious, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I just swerved to hit for the last four of them.
I think that deer's like, oh, this kind man's coming to help me.
My dad has the two best.
Hey, he's going, boom. Hey, you can fix his back. They do that nowadays.
My dad has the two best deer stories that I know of.
All right.
Now, the first one, I was here with you guys when it happened.
All right.
Last studio.
Mm-hmm.
He was driving to work one morning, had a little Dodge Neon.
Oh, jeez.
Hit a deer. This is before sunrise. Right. He was driving to work, hit the deer. It flies up in the air and goes full Tommy Boy, lands in the back window, and falls into the back seat, still alive.
That's right. You told us this. Yeah. That is Tommy Boy, man.
And
What happened?
He pulls over quick, bails out of the car because his deer's alive.
Called Todd. Todd came out and bludgeoned this thing to death.
And
right?
Then Todd beat it to death.
I'll be there.
With his fist.
Oh, he called 911, and the county sheriff stopped by, and they opened up the door, and the deer crawled out, and then the sheriff shot it. But the other one, he hit a deer on a motorcycle.
Oh, he's lucky he's alive, man.
And it cut the deer in half.
Oh, your dad's oh, man, he was flying. Did he have a buzzsaw in front of his motorcycle?
Yeah, he used to.
It was Mad Men?
Yeah, it was. It was kind of Mad Max.
Mad Max, you know. Velisca Fury.
It jumped on the front fender of the bike as he was riding, broke the deer in half. The bike flipped three times end over end. He flipped once. And because the deer had just eaten when it got split in half.
A baby came out?
Half-digested grass all over him.
Disgusting.
With the road rash from hitting the pavement as well. Yeah, he was laid up for a couple, 3 weeks or a month after that. He was
lucky. He's lucky he didn't die.
Broke a couple of ribs.
Right, yeah.
Broke a couple of ribs, separated his shoulder, ton of road rash.
Man. Yeah, most motorcycle...
He sliced it. He must have just perfectly where he sliced it and didn't, you know, could have thrown him off the side of his bike or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Well, he said
the Mad Max bike might have helped a little bit.
Well, he said he slowed down because he saw it coming up out of the ditch.
Yeah.
And then it turned like it was going to go back in the ditch, and so he took off a little, you know, added a little speed again, and it just turned and jumped and landed right on the front fender and just.
Reminds
split
me.
It.
Let me tell you the time I split your mom in half, but that's a whole other story, right? Yeah.
Your dad was
there. You go. There you go.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, the Tommy Boy one. He called me during the show because he's like, "Dude, you're not going to believe this happened."
Both those, he's lucky to be alive. He really is.
Yeah,
these deers are dangerous as hell, man. Yeah, and lucky he wasn't laying there, and Todd would have walked up and bludgeoned him to death.
Yeah.
Sir, can you help? No, They're not going to be able to fix this.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to even sprain an ankle or something around Todd.
It's dangerous.
He goes all walking tall, goes back to the trunk, pulls out a bat, just beats you to death.
Todd, it's turf toe.
It's just my ankle.
It's turf toe, man. I'm fine.
What would you have done in that situation?
Yeah, I would have done what you. That would have been tough because it took balls to do what you did, and I admire you for doing that. I think I probably would have maybe got. I don't know if I could swing the bat that thing.
You didn't have a cell phone at this point?
Although you did the right thing. And you're lucky you didn't have a gun. If you had a gun in the car, that'd be probably what you would do.
Probably.
Just shoot it that way.
Yeah. Or you would have hit your radiator.
Or how about you? Maybe I would have probably thought maybe I'll call a cop and they can come and shoot it or something like that. But,
yeah.
But what you did.
This was pre-cell phone, so I couldn't call a cop.
No. I'm not even thinking you're wrong. I'm just picturing you just all aggressive with
it. Did the deer have antlers?
No, it was a doe.
Yeah, so no, I think you should have gone.
Even a doe's looking at you like that means he's got doe eyes.
Yeah, right? Bambi's standing on the hill watching you bludgeon its mother.
Last night,
I think then you go. I am legend. You just get down there and choke it out.
but then it's looking at you with its doe eyes.
Shh, go to sleep.
Yeah, for a guy that carries spiders out of your house, you've stacked up a decent amount of bodies.
I don't want to kill any animals.
He's either carrying or not carrying on any given day. That's right.
There's no in between. He's either carrying them out of the house or beating them to death with a branch.
You're right. He won't step on a fly, an ant or something like that. Here, ant, go outside.
I mean, it's a real crapshoot with what Todd's mood is that day, whether he's carrying you out of the house or beating you to death.
Wiping out families of skunks on the way to school. Right.
Well, if I see you wounded, I'm probably going to put you out of your misery.
Yeah. You destroyed an entire ecosystem on your way to work that day.
It's years till it's returning. That road in from Louisville, right?
Oh, no, no.
Well, that was Papillion.
Back roads then. It's all built up, but it's all paved.
I know what you're talking about.
The skunks and all the raccoons have moved out.
And they hear you coming now, too.
They've moved a little further south.
There's whispering out there.
Watch out for Boogie. All
right. If he wounds you, he's going to come out, get out of the car anyway, and beat the hell out of you. So you might as well just take it, bend over and take it.
I'm surprised
I don't know why you'd bend over.
There's a fast food joint near my place that I drive by on my way to work every morning.
Right.
And probably half of the mornings I see these giant raccoons diving into the storm drains because they've been hitting the dumpsters there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you'll probably get one of those eventually.
Those would put a dent in my car.
Oh, yeah.
They're big raccoons.
Yeah. All right. If you've hit something like that with an interesting, and you beat the hell out of something,
Yeah. Or if you got one of these stories,
like pictures of Todd hitting some like old lady, and she's laying in the ditch, and she's back's all cracked. Yeah. All right, you're not going to make it, lady. Just beats her to
Todd's
death.
Todd's part time.
You've
job
had a good life.
Yeah. Part time job working in a hospice center.
Here comes Todd.
You got a taste for blood with that deer.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.